So on 313, very many of the learned from the Christian world are astonished when they see themselves after death in a body, in garments and in houses, as in the world. So if we just bring that to when we first begin to really start to explore our inner life. So, you know, we may be raised in a faith and we have adopted what we've been taught, and that really is something that we haven't really investigated for ourselves. So again, it's this idea that it's only once we start actually looking into the spiritual world, that is the world of our mind, that we start to see that as we awaken to things that are there, that these things have a reality that is more significant than any external reality. So the belief structures we carry and the affectional patterns that we live from have a real impact on our life. And so our spirit, if you like, is in a body of thinking and feeling, and it clothes itself with various garments and has houses in which it dwells. So these things can be understood so far as our own experience of our inner world is concerned here and now. And, you know, I don't know about you all, but as these things become more real, there is this sense at times of astonishment as to what is there and what is actually going on.